You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood next. Quentin Tarantino has decided not to make The Movie Critic his planned 10th and final film, citing script dissatisfaction. Originally set to star Brad Pitt, the project faced delays as Tarantino worked on the screenplay. Despite Sony's readiness to distribute, Tarantino couldn't shape the script to his liking. The film, based on a real but obscure movie reviewer from Tarantino's youth, was shrouded in mystery. Tarantino's final project remains unknown, leaving fans speculating. Past experiences suggest he may revisit abandoned ideas, as with The Hateful Eight. Next piece of news, Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon saga is set to become a sprawling franchise with plans for at least 6 movies. Despite initial mixed reviews, the first installment quickly became a Netflix hit, topping viewership charts and garnering 34 million views in its debut week. As the sequel, Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver, nears release on April 19, Snyder is already envisioning a vast expansion of the series. Originally conceived as a two-part story to accommodate its epic scale, Snyder now hints at the possibility of 4 to 6 films in total, depending on fan support and Netflix backing. With prequel materials, director's cuts, and a richly detailed universe, Rebel Moon follows Korra and her allies defending their home against formidable foes. Snyder's ambitious plans promise an epic space saga for audiences to enjoy, signaling an exciting new chapter in his filmmaking career. Next piece of news, James Gunn's Superman saga adds another key player as Neva Howell joins the cast as Martha Kent, Superman's adoptive mother. Directed by Gunn, the film stars David Consuet as the Man of Steel, alongside Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane and Nicholas Hoult as Lex Luthor. Set to hit theaters on July 11, 2025, the movie promises a fresh take on the iconic superhero. Howell, previously seen in projects like Ghosts of the Ozarks and Burden, steps into the role of Martha Kent, adding depth to Superman's origin story. The news comes just a day after Pruitt Taylor Wince was confirmed to play Jonathan Kent, Superman's adoptive father. As the DC Universe expands under Gunn's direction, fans eagerly await the next chapter in the beloved superhero's journey. Moving on, Steven Spielberg and David Koepp, who worked together on Jurassic Park, are teaming up again for a new movie about UFOs. Although the movie doesn't have a title yet, fans are excited about this reunion of the famous director and writer. Koepp is also returning to work on the script for next Jurassic World movie. Spielberg has been known for his successful UFO-related films like Close Encounters and E.T. Spielberg recently directed a movie called The Fabelmans, which was about his own life. Koepp, on the other hand, has been busy working on various projects, including the new Jurassic World installment and the sequel to Indiana Jones. Even though the release date for Spielberg and Koepp's new UFO movie hasn't been announced yet, fans are eagerly waiting for updates. More Hollywood news, Clint Eastwood's latest film, Juror No. 2, has finished production, marking a milestone in his legendary career. The courtroom drama stars Nicholas Hoult and Toni Collette and promises an intriguing plot twist to keep audiences engaged. Set against the backdrop of a murder trial, the film follows Justin Kemp, a juror who discovers a shocking truth about his involvement in the case. With Eastwood at the helm, known for his cinematic masterpieces like Unforgiven and Million Dollar Baby, anticipation is high for this final project. The star-studded cast also includes Zoe Dutch, Kiefer Sutherland, and more talented actors. Although no release date has been announced yet, fans eagerly await the opportunity to experience Eastwood's last directorial endeavor. Next up, Park Chan-wook, the filmmaker behind the hit movie Old Boy, is turning it into a TV show in English. The TV series will feature new storytelling with intense emotions and thrilling fight scenes. Old Boy tells the story of Odae Soo, who seeks revenge after being locked up for 15 years. The original film was famous for its violent scenes, action, and unexpected twists. Although there was a remake in 2013, it didn't do well. Now Park is bringing it back, promising a fresh take. The new series is still in the works, so there's no release date yet. Park is excited to work on this project, and Lionsgate, the studio, is on board with his vision. Last piece of news from Bollywood. The trailer for Ranneeti, Balakot and Beyond is out, and it's set to stream on Jio Cinema from April 25th. The show takes you behind the scenes of India's largest defense operation and boasts a stellar cast, including Jimmy Shergill, Lara Dutta, Ashutosh Rana, Ashish Vidyarthi, and Prasanna. directed by Santosh Singh and produced by Sanjay Wadhwa and Komal Sanjay W. The series promises never-seen-before aerial sequences and gripping performances. Jimmy Shergill shared his excitement about the project, describing it as a unique role that challenged him. Ashutosh Rana and Ashish Vidyarthi also expressed their enthusiasm for their characters and the series' realistic portrayal of war room dynamics. Lara Dutta, with her Air Force background, found the shooting experience close to home and emphasized the authenticity brought by the brilliant team. Prasanna, portraying a national hero, expressed his honor and excitement for the role. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.